Super Hits 93.5 Red FM. Super Hits 93.5 Red FM per Randish Oberoi. The show's called Morning Number 1. I had the absolute pleasure, honor, and I'm excited about the fact that Colonel Muthanna is sitting in the studio in front of me. He is the president of the Coorg Wildlife Association, and he took voluntary retirement from the Indian Army. And he's here to tell us how you and I can save Kaveri.
While there is so much of dispute between the two states about sharing the waters, there is no concern to where the water comes from.
So we're going to the source.
Source. And how it is being signaled, the threat, is that as the source gets degraded, the Kaveri has stopped flowing into the sea.
What is the source for Kaveri, sir?
Source is Kodagu. Kodagu is one of the principal catchments of Kaveri. So that is one stream which is revered and all that. Consider the birthplace. But as it flows, it is supplemented by rivulets and streams from all over Kodagu.
Sure.
From the forests, the coffee estates, the paddy fields. And then that forms the main Kaveri. And along other tributaries also join in. What we do know is that about 70% of the total inflow into KRS Dam is from Kodagu.
70%?
70%. And you have seen the last summer. And
Critically low.
And the threat to the water security of Mysore and Bangalore at that time.
Sir, I don't know if you've seen on the news, just to put it on a global perspective, South
yes.
Africa right now, it Cape was Town. On the news, Cape Town
yes, yes.
is running out of water.
No, Bangalore could very well face that situation. Very
you
well
think
face
so?
That situation. Yes.
Sir, I believe there's a huge clearance that has come from the center for the construction of a particular project which is going to affect the water flow, which is why you're here in this studio.
Just prior to that, I'll just touch upon one very destructive project that was constructed about between 2015 and 16.
Okay.
That was a 400 kV high tension power line from Mysore to Kozhikode for evacuating power from Kaiga nuclear plant.
I think there was a huge protest around that also.
Yes, we fought that for 7 years, but we failed. And it did come, and around 60,000 trees were hacked down in Kodagu, which is a catchment of Kaveri. And this monsoon, in the peak of monsoons, our open wells in Kodagu were dry. So you see how the landscape change is affecting the rainfall and the weather pattern.
That was last year.
Now, destructive development projects like the power line, but much more serious than that.
Larger.
Larger. There are two railway lines planned through Kodagu. Kodagu does not have railways.
So Kodagu is Coorg if you haven't traveled.
The British has called it Coorg. So there are two railway lines planned and four national highways. The highways are from north-south. The Mysore-Kushalnagar line going to Madikeri, already it's a two-way. So that is proposed to be made into a four-way and upward onto Mangalore. And then there's another one coming to Bagamandla from Panathur in Kerala. And then in addition, Sri Nitin Gadkari has also promised multi-lane highway connecting the Mattanur airport to Bangalore and Mysore-Bangalore. So that is again going to be another multi-lane
now,
highway.
Now, all these projects come at some cost.
And I only spoke about the highways.
You haven't even told me about the railway line.
The railway line.
Yes.
About which we are very much concerned. Now, there is one planned from Mysore to Kushalnagar, Kushalnagar to Madikeri. And from Madikeri, we know through documents we have, it is not stopping at Madikeri, it is planned right up to Mangalore. And then the other project with the Kerala government is pushing very hard is from Talicheri to Manantwadi, then to Kutta in South Kodagu. Then it goes along the forest and then again it hits the Rajiv Gandhi National Park and the forest adjacent to it. And then go to Pancholi and then on to Priyapatna or KR Nagar. If you add the total cost of the railways, that's about 8,000 crores. And national highway, easily in the range of about close to 10,000 crores, are being used to destroy Kaveri catchment. This is irony.
How is it destroying the Kaveri catchment, sir?
Because there's going to be lakhs of trees that are going to be chopped off.
We're talking about 2-3 lakh trees?
Easily. 2 lakh trees, I think, should be easily. Because in the power line, we lost 60,000 trees. One power line. So you can take two railway lines, four national highways, two rail. So easily about in the range of about 2 lakh trees.
What can we do as citizens listening? Way we can show our support?
Yeah, I want to take your mind back to what happened very recently, a very positive development. And I like to congratulate the citizens of Bangalore for the way they were able to stop the steel flyover.
Yes.
With that same spirit and in larger numbers, if you can support our cause, then why not? Definitely, we can win this.
Hi, Disha. This is Girish here. I heard about this Coorg new projects which are coming by rail and road. I have a different view on this. With all due respect to Sir's view that, you know, a lot of trees will be chopped. But I feel that, you know, there is a lot of connectivity which is going to happen with these projects. The steel flyover was stopped because, you know, it was of no use. I mean, it was the entire money was planned to dump into steel. But this project, we're connecting multiple states, multiple cities through express highways or highways, I mean, gives a lot of business relations. We can propose to government to when they are chopping of some trees, they can also, we can take a commitment from them so that, you know, they plan a man-made forest, which we recently heard somewhere it happened in north, some development for the nature. So that could compensate and it could be a win-win situation.
We've spoken about that, Colonel Muthanna. How would you anyway like to take this question?
We are also having a problem with the tremendous pressures of tourism in Kodagu. There are various reasons. I'm not trying to again blame anybody. But all the same, Kodagu is taking a big hit because of tourism. Because with a population of about 5.5 lakhs, we're getting more than 13 to 14 lakh tourists per year.
Oh,
so we are that is again causing stresses on our resources because we are a very fragile hill ecology, and also we have problems of garbage management and.
And sir, this is despite not having solid rail connectivity and.
Without
that,
and without the multi-lane highways yet to come, and Mattanur Airport is still to be fully commissioned. Yes, tourists are welcome, but we want it to be slightly more regulated.
I think it can be rationed, the number of people that come and how many are allowed.
And what main idea we have is that they should do a proper carrying capacity study.
Yes.
And till then, they should not give any fresh licenses for any new resorts within India. There are fine examples. You want to go to the Gir Forest to see the Asiatic lion. Then you have to do your online booking 2 weeks in advance.
Yes.
And only so many number of passes.
Yes.
For which you have to pay a reasonable amount. And then it's like getting onto a flight. You know, book
those many seats?
Yeah, 200.
Subject to availability.
Yeah, if you miss it, sorry, you take the next flight. Nobody's saying don't fly Bombay or Delhi or whatever. But you catch the next flight. What happens, to talk in a larger perspective,
please,
at a national level?
Yes.
If I may just take a little
Absolutely, sir, please.
You see, you must, this country has to understand which are the key ecological areas. The Himalayas, the Western Ghats, the Eastern Ghats. These are key ecological regions which provide you the water security. One car, medium-sized car requires 150,000 liters of water to manufacture. Agriculture, industry, everything requires water. So you have to zone the country to say these are the catchment areas, and which are also generally the food producing and plantation areas. And you keep them relatively free of the demographic and development pressures. You identify other areas for industries, for
sir, but what would you
housing.
Say, as a devil's advocate,
yes.
This might be a huge infrastructure project for the government of India in sync with Karnataka government, saying that we're going to make it easier to travel to Coorg, to Kodagu, and further on through rail lines and four lanes instead of two lanes. Is your suggestion that keep all this development away from these certain catchment areas?
Absolutely.
Or are you suggesting that don't do it at the cost of 2 lakh trees and 10 lakh trees and... What is the...
I'm trying to say is this country needs to be zoned. But keep these places as pristine as possible so that these places can give you water.
And sir, if water goes missing, what will happen in the country will be a huge civil unrest.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
People will be killing each other.
No, you're burning buses. And now similar disputes you're seeing in the north. Punjab and Haryana, they are fighting with each other.
Punjab was a land of 5 rivers. They're also fighting now. The smallest way that we can contribute is just signing a petition. Will that, to start with, be a push?
Absolutely. But more than
yes.
along with that, I appeal to the very enlightened citizen of Bangalore that the spirit you showed for the steel flyover, please show the same spirit for this struggle of ours. So my fervent appeal is that maximum number of citizens from Bangalore should come and participate in a rally, which is scheduled for 18th of February at Mysore.
It's in Mysore on the 18th of Feb.
So we have to attack it.
Before.
I'm not saying opposite at the...
We'll understand if you say attack, Colonel. You're, we understand the spirit. You can attack it.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
We have to. But and from all directions. Yeah.
Morning number one, bear Disha, Disha. Morning number one, bear Disha. Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho. Disha.